الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما. نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهد الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله.
اللهم صل على
محمد وعلى دين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين والأخيار من صحابته المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
The last 10 days of the month of Ramadan where we have to intensify our commitment and our worshipping and the journey of friendship and companionship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this life, the believer has three types of relationships. It is a three-dimensional relationship. It is like a triangle where the top end of the triangle is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the bottom end on one side is himself and the other side are the people around him. All these three relationships need to be worked out, need to be worked at and need to be developed. First is the relationship with his Lord. Where do we stand? We have to ask during these, the last 10 days of Ramadan, where do we stand on this relationship? What is the distance between me and my Lord? And we can discover the distance ourselves. We can feel it. One of the ways of measuring the level of faith and commitment to God is at the time of sins. If you want to know your relationship, how is your relationship with God, examine yourself at the time of sin, sinning. If the power of resistance is great, the power of resisting the sin is great, then your distance is also great. The distance is very close with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what we have to work at. The relationship with Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to be the focal point of our life. This is number one. The hadith says, من أصلح فيما بينه وبين الله أصلح الله فيما بينه وبين الناس. If you take care of this relationship between you and God, God is going to take care of your relationship with people. ومن أصلح أمر آخرته أصلح الله له أمر دنياه. If you take care of your affairs of the akhirah, you are concerned about them, you prepare for them, أصلح الله له أمر دنياه. The worldly affairs in this life, Allah is going to take care of them. Allah says, put your focus like the father, like the mother, who say to their children, you focus on your school, on your studies, we will take care of your life. Don't worry about your life. Don't worry about your expenses. We want you to focus on your school, on your future. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, focus on the akhirah, I will take care of your dunya. Don't worry a lot about the dunya. We always worry about the dunya. Our main concern in this dunya is the sustenance, the risk. How can I protect my family, myself? How can I make money? How can I live longer? These are our concerns. Allah says, don't put this as your concern. I am there. I will take care of you. Think about the akhirah. This life is short-lived. This life is short-lived. You're going to pass it through this life. Don't make this life your focal point. Concentrate on the next chapter of your life. On a chapter that has no end. An endless chapter. That one has to be your concern, not this life. وَمَنْ أَصْلَحَ أَمْرَ آخِرَتَهُ أَصْلَحَ اللَّهُ لَهُ أَمْرَ دُنْيَاهُ وَمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ مِنْ نَفْسِهِ وَاعِظٌ كَانَ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَافِظٌ. You want to be protected? There is a good way of protecting yourself. A protection by God. That's the best type of protection. When you keep reminding yourself, وَمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ مِنْ نَفْسِهِ وَاعِظٌ. We have to keep reminding ourselves. We have to keep telling ourselves what is right and what is wrong. We have to keep advising ourselves. If we advise ourselves, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to protect us against deviations, against dangers. That is the first part of this relationship. The second part is yourself. I mentioned last night, Laylatul Qadr here, is that the most important thing in this universe is yourself, your soul. To work on your soul, to train your soul, your nafs, to control yourself. The reason why we fast for 30 days is mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah. It's mentioned. Why do we fast? There is a goal. There is an objective for that. There should be some result. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. And تَتَّقُونَ here, the meaning of تَتَّقُونَ is self-control. You attain self-control. You are able to watch what you say, what you do, your behavior, your relationship. This is the second area where we have to work out. Our relationship. Ourselves. And then, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam says, مَنْ تَسَاوَى يَوْمَاهُ فَهُوَ مَقْبُونَ. Do not let your 2 days be equal in achievement. Don't. Every day is an opportunity for us. Every day is a day of growth and development and maturity. Philosophers say in this universe there is the microcosm and macrocosm. Microcosm is me and you, human beings. But the macrocosm is this universe. This universe is developing, growing, day by day. Hour by hour, this universe is growing and expanding. We have to do the same also. Human beings also have to grow. We are growing, we are becoming older day by day. And we have to grow also spiritually and mentally and religiously and ethically. We have to grow. When you look at your age, there should be a difference between this year and last year. This year, in terms of conduct, in terms of akhlaq, manners, relationships, has to be better than last year. And next year has to be better than this year. مَنْ تَسَاوَى يَوْمَهُ فَهُوَ مَقْبُونَ. If your 2 days are equal, then you had done nothing to yourself. وَمَنْ كَانَ أَمْسُهُ أَفْضَلَ مِنْ يَوْمِهِ فَهُوَ مَلْعُونَ. If your yesterday was better than today, last year was better than this year, then you are a real loser. مَلْعُونَ is someone who did not receive God's mercy and God's blessing. That's the second area. So the first area is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second is ourselves. And third is the people around us. We are fathers, we are mothers, we are family members. Every Muslim, I say to those who fast, those who don't want to fast, don't want to pray, they don't know God, I can't address them. I have no access to them. But those who fast, those who recite the Quran, some of you recite the Quran once, whole cycle during the month of Ramadan, some of you twice, some of you 3 times. Those who read the dua during the nights of Ramadan, they have to realize that they have a bigger responsibility than others. A believer has a bigger responsibility in this life than non-believers. Why? Because you are connected to Allah. You are connected to the source of guidance. You are connected to the source of love, to the source of compassion, to the source of forgiveness. Therefore, you have to be the jewel in your family. If you are 10 people in your family, 10 brothers and sisters, you have to be the best among them. The best does not mean that you are the more, you know, most handsome, although alhamdulillah, all of you are handsome. I don't mean economically you are the best. I mean morally and ethically and Islamically and religiously and socially, you are the best in the family. The mu'min is the one who is the jewel of his family. The jewel of his family and his manners. So you have to be the bridge builder. Bridge builder in your family. If 2 people in your family, they don't talk to each other, you have to be the ambassador. Ambassador of peace. Reach out to them. Don't say, I'm busy with my life. This is none of my business. Let someone else do that. You are doing the dua. You are doing the Quran. You are performing the salat, the fasting. So we have to see the result in your life, in your practical life. What's the point of all those tahajjud and dua if my akhlaq is the same or similar to someone who does not know God? What's the point? So you have to reach to others. Your family should be the strongest family in the community, the healthiest family in the community. Your children should be the best. Your husband should be the best. Your wife should be the best. Because of you, you can make a difference. My friends, we are the ones who can make a difference in this life. Not these buildings. We, the humans, when you carry human heart, there is nothing similar to your heart. Nothing similar, nothing more sacred, more important in the eyes of Allah than your heart. لا تسعني أرضي وسمائي ولكن يسعني قلب عبدي المؤمن. Somewhere that God chose to live in. Your heart. He's living in your heart. So that heart has to be a functioning heart. A heart that reaches out to others and builds peace and compassion and forgiveness. How many times we asked Allah last night during the nights of Qadr and also the last 10 days of Ramadan to forgive us? Oh Allah, forgive me. I did this, I did that. Please forgive me. Shouldn't I be a forgiving person too? I have to forgive also. But if I keep the grudge in my heart and the hate against this person and that person and that person and this family, then God is not going to listen. God says, listen to me, I would listen to you. You need my forgiveness? You need my forgiveness? I will give you my forgiveness. You have to be forgiving too. You have to be forgiving too. These three relationships, we have to work on them. We have other nights of prayer coming. The night of, it could be the 23rd, which is Saturday, the 25th, the 27th. The odd nights in the month of Ramadan, the last 10 days of Ramadan, any one of them could be Laylatul Qadr, the night of destiny, the night that determines our destiny, our fate, our journey, our happiness in this life. Let's go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's go back to Allah. These 10 nights, don't miss out on these 10 nights. There are a lot of grants and blessings Allah will offer. So you have to be smart. You have to be smart to be able to get them, to receive them. It depends on you. It depends on your effort, on your sincere effort. فَادْعُوا اللَّهَ رَبَّكُمْ بِنِيَّاتٍ صَادِقَ وَقُلُوبٍ طَاهِرَةٍ. What is required here? Two main things. بِنِيَّاتٍ صَادِقَ. Our intentions has to be true and honest. وَقُلُوبٍ طَاهِرَةٍ. And the heart has to be cleansed and clean when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد البر المحجلين وعلى البرأة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهم السلام وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي عجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقضينا إلى بني إسرائيل في الكتاب لتفسدن في الأرض مرتين ولتعلن علوا كبيرا فإذا جاء وعد أولاهما بعثنا عليكم عبادا لنا أولي بأس شديد فجاسوا خلال الديار وكان وعدا مفعولا ثم رددنا لكم الكرة عليهم وأمددناكم بأموال وبنين وجعلناكم أكثر نفيرا. إن أحسنتم أحسنتم لأنفسكم وإن أسأتم فلها فإذا جاء وعد الآخرة ليسوءوا وجوهكم وليدخلوا المسجد كما دخلوه أول مرة وليتبروا ما علوا تتبيرا. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Today is the universal day of Quds, Jerusalem, dedicated to this important city. Why this city is important to us? This city is not only a Palestinian or Middle Eastern or Israeli city. This city is a universal city. Has no ethnic or racial or even religious boundaries. Cities like Jerusalem, like Mecca, Medina, they are universal for mankind. This city was أولى القبلتين. For the period where the Prophet ﷺ was in Mecca, and 17 months, the first 17 months of his residence in Medina, he and the Muslims used to face Jerusalem in their prayers. And then after that, it changed to Mecca. A priest the other day asked me, why did you change your Qibla from Jerusalem to Mecca? Good question. Muslims, they faced Jerusalem in the beginning. And then, قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهَكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ فَلَنْوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا فَوَلِّي وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. The reason Allah wanted the Muslims to begin their prayers in the beginning of the journey of Islam towards Jerusalem is to establish this link and this connection with the previous religions. This is a declaration that Islam is not alien from other religions. It's a continuation. It's the integration of Christianity, of Judaism, of the message of Ibrahim a.s. But then why then God changed it? Let it be towards Jerusalem. Allah says in the Quran, the first temple, the first masjid on earth is Kaaba. It's not Jerusalem. إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتٍ وُضِعَ لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةَ مُبَارَكًا وَهُدًى لِلْعَالَمِينَ فِيهِ آيَاتٌ بَيِّنَاتٌ مَقَامُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ. Reference to Abraham. And Abraham was before Solomon. The one who built the temple in Jerusalem was Solomon. Before him, 800 years, Ibrahim a.s. built the temple and the masjid. إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتٍ, the house of worship, was in Mecca. That's the original house. So this is the reason. It's not about discrimination, but it's about priority. Mecca was the first temple, the first house of worship that has been ever built on earth by the patriarch Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So this is one importance. أولى القبلتين وثالث الحرمين. Again, it is sacred. On the night of Mi'raj, the Prophet has to go from Mecca to Jerusalem, from Jerusalem to heaven. He couldn't go non-stop from Mecca to heaven. Why should he go to the hub and change airplane and go to the heaven? Why? Allah couldn't take him right away from Mecca to heaven? Again, this is another statement, another declaration that the Prophet is connected with the previous Prophets and Anbiya. Because Jerusalem was the seat of many, numerous messengers of God. Allah wants to say that Prophet Muhammad ﷺ is not alien from them. He continues the same journey. We want him to come to Jerusalem. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-harami ila al-masjid al-aqsa, the farthest mosque. Masjid al-Aqsa alladhi barakna hawla. So he had to go to Al-Aqsa, the farthest mosque, and then from there he goes, continues his journey into heaven. Mi'raj. The first one was Isra, nightly journey. The second is Mi'raj, ascension to heaven. Again, to say that we are one family. We are one family, we are one community. In Surah Al-Baqarah, if you have friends who are Jews, Christians, people of both, read this verse for her in Surah Al-Baqarah 136. قُلُوا آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا. Not only we believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we believe in God, whatever God has sent to us. وَمَا أُنزِلَ, this is very interesting. وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلِ وَإِسْحَاقِ وَيَعْقُوبِ وَالْأَسْبَاطِ. Asbat are the tribes of Israel, the 12 tribes, the descendants of Isaac. We believe in what had been sent to them, part of our religion, part of our faith. وَالْأَسْبَاطِ وَمَا أُوْتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى وَمَا أُوْتِيَ النَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ رَبِّهِ. Every prophet, whatever they receive from the Lord, we believe in it. We respect it. We follow it. وَمَا أُوْتِيَ النَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ. We have no bias. We have no discrimination. We respect all of them. لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. We submit our will to God. The question of Jerusalem is not whether it's an Arab city or a Jewish city. It's a city that belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever is closer to Allah has the right to claim that city. If the Jews, they have the right connection with Allah, they worship Him according to what He likes, not what they like, then they have right. If the Muslims, they worship God and they have better connection, then they have the king. Allah says this city is universal. And Islam is not about race or color. Islam never says Arabs or Jews or white or black. Islam says, what does He say? يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا. When it comes to God, there is no difference between this geographic area or that geographic area, or this culture or that culture, or this race or that race. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا. The closest one among you to God. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. For God, there is no question of race or blood. It's the question of piety and righteousness, serving God and serving the humanity. But this city, unfortunately, has been lost because Muslims are fighting each other. Muslims, they do not stand up to their rights. Today, almost in every Muslim country, there is some sort of fighting and bloodshed and war. During the month of Ramadan in countries like Algeria, 2 days, two madahib among them, after Salat al-Tarawih, immediately. As if Salat al-Tarawih tells them, go and kill each other. Immediately, the news says, after Salat al-Tarawih, they go, they destroy it. Did you hear that in the news? 30 people were killed in a province called Ghardaya in Algeria. And during the month of Ramadan, during the nights of Ramadan. This is unacceptable. This is what makes others stronger than us. Not only we lose Jerusalem, we might lose other cities if we remain like that. If we remain divided. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبِّ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Yesterday was only Jerusalem. Today, every Muslim country is bleeding. Every Muslim country. What is the solution? Where do we go? The solution is to ask America, the State Department, to help us. The White House to help us. Allah says, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبِّ اللَّهِ. If you are united, if you respect each other, if you take care of each other, you are not going to be divided, you are not going to be weak. Stand up for your dignity. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. We stand on this day with all the oppressed, not only the Palestinians. Yemen is under attack. An attack which is worse than the Israeli attacks against the Palestinians in Yemen during the month of Ramadan. With airplanes that purchased with Muslim money. The F-16s that are bombing the people of Yemen, They carry the banner La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. They belong to the Saudi Air Force. This is in Yemen. The same thing in Syria, the same thing in Iraq, the same thing in Egypt, in Tunisia, and other places. Allahumma inna nashku ilayka faqda nabiyyina salawatuka alayhi wa alihi wa ghaybata waliyyina wa kathrata aduwina wa qillata adadina wa shiddata alfitan bina wa tadahura alzaman alayna. We have to pray for the unity and the dignity of the Muslim Ummah. The only solution is this, in this book. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبِّ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold fast to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go back to Him. Go back to Him. These, the last 10 days of Ramadan are the nights of dedication and devotion, intensified devotion. Don't forget to pray. When you pray for yourself and your family, also remember you have another family in Yemen, in Syria, in Iraq, in Palestine, in other places. Pray for them. Pray for their faraj, inshallah. Pray for their peace. Pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings an end to these miseries of the Muslims and the non-Muslims. Yesterday I was reading that the total number of the Syrian refugees reached 7 million. 7 million refugees from one country? Where is Islam? Where is, when Allah says in the Quran about the Prophet, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, we say in our adhan, أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. We claim that we love Prophet Muhammad. Where is this love? Show me, where is it? Where is it? 7 million refugees from Syria, small country. Many of them, they lost their parents, their fathers, their guardians, living in miserable condition. إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات, تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات, إنك مجيب الدعوات. اللهم وحد كلمة المسلمين على الخير والبر والصلاح والتقوى يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اخمد هذه الفتنة بين المسلمين. اللهم نجهم من الحروب والكوارث يا أرحم الراحمين. من على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية, فك أسرانا وسجناءنا, وارحم لاجئينا يا أرحم الراحمين. One quick word about صلاة العيد. Eid is determined, inshallah, when the moon is sighted either here or in countries where we share the night with them. So if Thursday night we receive reliable news that some countries in South America, the moon has been observed in these countries, Argentina, Brazil, whatever, in South Africa and South America, then inshallah it will be Eid for us on Friday. If we receive this news, we will let you know through email inshallah. Thursday night we will be here, and if we receive credible, reliable, trustworthy news of moon sighting in South America, where there is a possibility that the moon will be sighted, then inshallah Friday will be Salatul Eid. We will send you an email. We begin the takbirat at 7, inshallah. So 7:30, we begin the salat. So by 8:30, we finish, because there are businesses here and we don't want to interrupt their livelihood. If not, then Saturday would be the day of Eid. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ahli baytihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin.